In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. Today is Forgiveness Sunday. Tomorrow, we begin Great Lent. Though in truth, we take the first essential step for the Lenten journey today. Every one of you here can admit and proclaim that you have received the forgiveness of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom God the Father sent to us for this purpose, our forgiveness, our healing, our renewal of life. We have known His mercy. We have felt it. It has touched us profoundly at one time or another, and even many times, some especially powerful moments of a second chance, or a 200th chance, or 2,000th, a new beginning. Our Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, is the perfect image and icon of God. He is the perfect image and icon of a human being, of man. And as believers in Him, we are called to track Him, to walk in Him, for our human life to be united to His divine life. What does St. Paul say to us today in Romans? But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. In our time, the greatest lust of our flesh is still anger. Anger, resentment, irritation, annoyance, impatience. Nobody does what we want them to do, and how we want them to do it. To see things the way I see them, the great I, following along with me and myself. If we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, as St. Paul encourages us, we will resemble Him. If we will desire to resemble Christ, then we will forgive and be eager to forgive, to partner with Christ in this way, His way of forgiveness and mercy. Earlier in the same 13th chapter of Romans, we read these words, "So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Let love be without dissimulation, without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another, with brotherly love and in honor preferring one another. Owe no man anything but to love one another." St. Dorotheus of Gaza said, "The more one is united to his neighbor, the more he is united to God." Now, if we do not seek to resemble Christ in love, mercy, and forgiveness, then we will instead resemble the devil. We will resemble the devil who cannot forgive God and who will not forgive God for creating us. God offended him, and he will never get over it. God insulted his great archangel dignity by making an inferior creature that's nonetheless endowed with God's own image. And he seeks those, the devil does, he seeks those who are similarly offended who choose to not forgive, and he seeks to take them with him into the pit of hell, into the lake of fire. If we prefer to be with Christ instead of the evil one, we will want to forgive and to ask God to do for us what we can't do for ourselves if we need help to be forgiving. Last Sunday we remembered the judgment of God. Today, on Cheese Fair, we judge ourselves. We judge ourselves to be a sinner who needs to be forgiven by others. It's one thing to forgive. It's another thing to know that one needs forgiving. But I need to specifically ask people, especially those who know me best, for forgiveness, even for mercy. Elder Thaddeus of Serbia said, "All of us sin constantly. We slip and fall. In reality, we fall into traps set by the demons. The Holy Fathers and the saints always tell us it is important to get up immediately after a fall and to keep on walking toward God. One of the essential ways we recover from our own sins is to forgive others. And even those who tempted us, knowing that the devil had come between us and them, the divider, the diabolos, the one who divides. Brothers and sisters, forgiveness honors Christ and defeats the machinations of the devil, who wants us to be fighting one another instead of fighting him. St. Peter says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." So as we stand together today, united in Christ's grace and mercy, and even falling down before one another in humility, we together as one body resist the devil. We renounce Satan and unite ourselves to Jesus Christ and to one another in the love of Christ. And if we do this, may the Lord be pleased with us, with our decision to forgive, and with our acknowledgement that we need forgiveness. And may we indeed lay up for ourselves a bit of treasure in heaven on this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. He is.